Tennessee and former athletic director John Curry reached a separation agreement on Thursday that will pay Curry $2.5 million.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You son of a b***h, you better not hire that coach who can't even have a decent record at Rutgers.
Legendary Pennsylvania jockey Jose Flores died after a sickening racing incident yesterday.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You're disgusting. We're going to hire the man that gave 69 points to the Butch Jones offense?
Nice.
No longer a Vol for life. Seriously, John, f*** you.
On 1340 WKGN.
Spike the Elephant may be the happiest elephant in the world. Why is he the happiest elephant in America, you might ask? He joined six female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani, in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you. Hour two kicking off in the Mountain View Chevy Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville as my voice is starting to tremble.
Hour two, here we go.
I'm like the guy in Saw after he cuts his foot off. Spoiler alert, he's trying to tell him, just you go.
Go ahead.
You're like Dick Vitale.
Oh, baby, no oxygen.
It's awesome. I got my lung.
I got no oxygen in my lungs.
Hour two headlines.
All right. John Calipari and Kentucky are out on the recruitment of Romeo Langford. Romeo Langford is the top uncommitted prospect in this recruiting cycle. 6'5 guard, ranked number 5 in the country. He will soon decide between Vanderbilt, Indiana, and Kansas. After receiving offers and interest from the likes of Kentucky and North Carolina, apparently Romeo Langford's dad, not a big fan of John Calipari because of an under-19 debacle. Langford, he just scored 19 points in the McDonald's All-American game, by the way. His father says that a relationship fell apart with John Calipari and his family. Calipari coached the under-19 squad last summer and selected Langford for the team. However, the father said that playing time was limited and Calipari couldn't adapt to what was going on and a loss to Canada that resulted in the team not winning gold in that event for the first time since 2011. The son, Romeo Langford, was dealing with a back injury during the World Cup run with Calipari, and his father has remained outspoken about the end of the relationship, however. I just told him you came in our house, said you couldn't wait to coach our son and do this and do that. You had the opportunity before his back started bothering him. I didn't appreciate it because you said you wanted to coach him and you had the chance to do it. So basically the father of the top uncommitted prospect says he won't go to Kentucky because he doesn't like Calipari.
That's
and
cool.
He was facetious about their relationship.
Apparently this guy's crystal balled to Vanderbilt. Is Vanderbilt going to get a third five-star? What the hell?
God. Why do these kids keep – why are they going to Vanderbilt?
I don't know.
I mean, what's so good about Vanderbilt?
Nashville women, I guess. I don't know.
Nashville's so overrated.
Apparently it's – just on the 247 crystal ball, it's Vanderbilt 42%, Indiana 42%, Kansas 16%. So, I mean, one of those three schools – I hope it's not Vandy.
Bartolo Colon made history yesterday in his Rangers debut. He tallied his 538th start while taking on the Oakland A's. By doing so, Colon made some history, becoming the all-time leader in American League teams pitched for. He appeared in his 8th AL game last night. This time with the Rangers. No player in AL history has pitched for more teams.
There's our baseball coverage on the show.
Dennis Rodman. All right, here's a good headline. I'll give you a good headline. You ready? I'm just trying to get the news out there, keeping everybody updated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. This one's juicy.
I'm sure they were dying for that Coach Cal Langford update.
Well, basically, it means that the best left player left in the country is not going to Kentucky.
That's
which
true.
Is good news for Tennessee fans.
Especially when the other, you know, in the top three. He's the fifth-ranked player, and three of the top five are going to Duke. So Coach Cal's going to get, at best, one of those top five players, I guess.
Yeah. It's very relevant to our fan base. Dennis Rodman says that awful LiAngelo Ball has a 10% chance of making it in the NBA. Ball declared for the 2018 draft, but Dennis Rodman says that the 19-year-old former UCLA recruit has no business doing so. He was asked by TMZ Sports what he thinks of Ball's brother Lonzo, who plays for the Lakers. Rodman said he could see Lonzo finding a steady role over the next couple years. However, he did not mince words when talking about LiAngelo, the second oldest son of the Big Baller family, suggesting that he doesn't belong anywhere near the NBA. He is not good at all, Rodman said. He's awful. Just awful. And then they ask him about LiAngelo scoring 72 points in the Lithuanian game. He wasn't impressed. He said, that doesn't matter. Lithuania has no business in the league. The teams over there just pretty much all suck. How likely is it, though, that LiAngelo will still find a home in the NBA? Just because of social media, Rodman said.
At basketball? And then when you combine it with the headache, 10% seems high to me. I don't know why Dennis Rodman had to go and do that to that poor kid. LiAngelo has never hurt him.
I don't blame him.
Apparently looking at these top 100 like players.
I wish we could just trade away.
If you take out Romeo Langford, like at best, Coach Cal can get the eighth best player in the country. No, actually he can't, because that's Darius Bazley. Like number 7, number 8 are uncommitted, but Simons is going to the NBA. Darius Bazley is going to the G League. So then we scroll down. The best Coach Cal could do is number 12 in terms of prospects. When's the last time that's happened? That seems crazy that the top player he's going to get is ranked number 12th. Yeah, maybe you're right, Cody. Maybe that is a big news story that Coach Cal's not going to be able to get them a top.
Yeah, that's why it was in the headlines. Everything in the headlines is always important.
That's why they're headlines, I guess.
Yep. That's why we kick off hours 2 and 3 with them.
Okay.
Big sports news.
All right.
Touché. Don't you kind of wish we could just ship some things away from this country and that we could get something in return? Like, it'd be nice if we could just find a country somewhere with really nice oil reserves, you know, help me. And we need some of their oil or whatever. And we could just, they really wanted the Ball family. Like the Kardashians.
No, I like the Ball family.
We could just ship them right out of the country and trade them for some oil reserves.
A, I like the Ball family. B, we've kind of already done that with Lithuania. I mean, we didn't get anything in return, but when's the last time you actually heard from LeVar?
It's been a while, and I'm happy to have not heard anything. Same with LiAngelo.
When's the last time LeVar made the news? It's been a while, right? I feel like it's kind of gone away. I feel like you kind of got your wish already. Now, like I said, we didn't get anything in return, but you got peace of mind. You got peace and quiet.
Which has been nice. But they're still going to be in the news. I mean, here's this story about LiAngelo.
This is Dennis Rodman's fault.
And you feel sorry for him.
This is Dennis Rodman's fault.
Why do you feel sorry for LiAngelo?
He was just minding his business.
He shouldn't have declared for the NBA draft.
If he wants to play in the NBA, like the only way to get drafted is to put your name in the draft. Got to be in it to win it, Cody McClure.
An update here on Randy Sanders. The East Tennessee State coach is under investigation for reportedly hitting a player. According to the Johnson City Press, Sanders allegedly hit one of his players, defensive back Tyree Robinson, in the helmet during a spring practice session. The paper cited sources close to the situation. They said the alleged incident took place when Robinson failed to take a knee during a drill. As of now, no other details of what happened are available. Sanders coached the team scrimmage on Saturday, but word of his paid leave came down on Monday. We talked about it yesterday. ETSU spring game, they'll play it on Thursday. So according to this newspaper, he was placed on administrative leave pending the investigation because he hit a player in the helmet during spring practice for not taking a knee during a drill. There could be more to this, but to me, if there's not anything more to it, if there's not some kind of underlying issue between him and this player or something like that, this seems just really, really dumb to me.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
That he would be placed on leave.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, I guess. I mean,
you hit a guy in the helmet.
There's a part of me, though, that, like, tell me if I come across as a huge snowflake. But there's a part of me that's like, shouldn't coaches by this point have a better way than like having to hit somebody on the helmet? Like, that does that not seem a little antiquated? Especially when you get to the college level. Like, am I a snowflake for saying that?
No,
and
if I am,
just tell me, because I don't want to come across like a bleeding heart or like I'm soft, because I don't consider myself soft at all. But like, some of these coaches are just maniacs.
Well,
like,
no,
I kind of feel like we should just have a policy where coaches keep their hands off players in general, especially off their heads. Really in general, I think they should keep their hands off the players, especially at the college level when you're dealing with grown adults. Like, I don't know how old this kid is. He's at least 18. Could be 20, could be 21, could be 22. Like, at a certain point, I'm just like, don't put your hands on me.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I feel like in general, physical violence is kind of antiquated. I mean, maybe that's a liberal thing to say, but like,
I don't want to come across as like a bleeding heart liberal. Or
well,
anything,
no,
I don't consider myself that at all.
I understand, but maybe like, I mean, it is kind of, usually it's better for everyone if you can just kind of talk through things instead of having to hit someone. But
well, I'm just curious what happens if the player. I mean, I know the answer; it's a rhetorical question. But what happens if the player pushes the coach back?
Well, then maybe they get into a fist fight in practice.
Or he gets kicked off the team for pushing the coach back. Like, I'm already at the point where I'm just kind of like, you know, again, maybe I feel different about it. A little tap on the helmet, a smack on the helmet at the high school, maybe the junior high level. I don't know. I feel like by the time you're a grown-ass man, 19, 20 years old, I wouldn't really want a hot-headed coach putting his hands on me in general. And like I said, I didn't play football in high school. Last level of football I played was in eighth grade. Like, nothing serious. So, like, you would have more experience and more knowledge about this.
Well,
you played,
that's why the context matters here. Was it just a slap on the helmet? I mean, what?
Well, obviously wasn't.
I mean,
did
he come up and hit him with a sledgehammer in the helmet?
Like, well, to me, it doesn't even matter. Unless it's like an attaboy tap on the helmet, like, I feel like we should kind of have a rule. It's like, hey, don't touch the players.
I mean, you know what it's like, though, wearing a helmet and somebody slaps you in the helmet. There's no pain. I mean, it hurts their hand more than it hurts your
head.
No,
but there is a level of disrespect to it.
Well, maybe there is, but, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess if the guy failed to take a knee during a drill, I mean, we need to know the context, you know? Like, is he being rebellious? He's like, nah, to hell with your drill. And so then the guy hits him in the helmet. He's like, come on.
Well,
whatever.
If that's the case, then he's trying to hit him in the helmet to discipline him, and then it becomes a problem. Then it's not a gentle tap. It's probably got some force behind it if he's mad. Like, if it's discipline, I don't know. Like, run? You're suspended? You're kicked off the team? Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm self-conscious about this take because I don't want to come across as soft. But at the same time, like,
no, I think you're making sense. It's antiquated to have to hit a guy in the helmet, and what you're saying, coaches should have other ways of dealing with it. Probably so. I also don't think he should have been placed on administrative leave for it. I mean, just based off what I've read. There's got to be some other context underneath.
Again, I'll kind of mirror what I said yesterday with that. Like, I think ETSU has to put him on leave until they investigate and get quotes and try to figure out what happens. I think they just have to cover their own ass a little bit when it comes to that. Like, it, you know.
But do they if it's just a slap to the helmet, though?
I think they do have to do their due diligence.
If the guy didn't have a helmet on and he went up and hit him in the face, that's a whole different thing.
Well, it seems as if the player has a problem with it. and feels like it was more than just a coaching thing, right? So I do feel like, just from a liability standpoint, the school has to look and say, has there been any other incidents with this player? Is this, you know, is this an isolated incident? Has this been building? I do think ETSU does have to cover themselves and do some type of investigating on it.
I mean, based on what I've read, I don't see why they have to.
Right. And maybe they don't. Maybe this will be settled by the weekend. I don't know. You got any more headlines?
Fred Couples is raving about Tiger Woods at the Masters this week. He says, Tiger looks no different than he did 10 years ago. Tiger participated in tournament activities at Augusta for the first time since 2015. He played a 9-hole practice round on Monday with Couples and Justin Thomas, and he drew rave reviews in the process. He hit a few drives that were himself in 1992. People said that Woods looked at ease. He was really enthusiastic on the front nine. Apparently Tiger's feeling good, and people are noticing.
I mean, if Tiger could come up, it's Sunday if Tiger's in contention. I know the golf purists are going to love it anyways. I know they probably get a little bit annoyed that Tiger steals the headlines. I get that. But me, casual fan who doesn't care about golf, if Tiger's in contention, I'll be tuned in Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I will too. This is going to be the highest rated Masters, I would imagine, in a long time. Assuming he's in it.
Before we catch a break, let's go to the phones. Let's grab Troy. Troy's been waiting. What's up, Troy?
Hey, I'll make this quick because I know you're heading towards a break. The first thing you mentioned, the helmet issue, from what I'm reading about this, I think that you're on to something as far as them covering their butts, because from what I'm reading, this kid is saying that it was racially motivated. Any time that word comes up, the school's going to panic, because if they don't do a complete investigation to make sure there's no issue whatsoever and something comes up and bites them in the butt later, you know, they're going to look like a complete fool. The second thing, John, normally I think you guys are pretty smart. I really do. I know you like to play the dumb, you know, I don't understand how to flip a button and make sound work. But
no, that's the truth, Troy. That's
like the Ball family. I do not understand that.
Because I like wrestling, Troy. I like heels. I like entertainment. Like
drama.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
I love the aspect of sports are fun. Sports are entertaining. I don't take sports serious. Unless it becomes a political, like if politics get weaved into sports and we can learn something together, I like to just have fun with my sports. And nobody has more fun than LeVar Ball. I really don't think so. Like I enjoy his antics. I think they come from a relatively good place, except for the whole high school basketball coach. I feel like he was kind of mean to him.
Well, you know what? I will retract that, because I from that aspect, I absolutely see what you're saying. Being a wrestling guy for a lot of years, I understand what you're saying. I mean, he's definitely the guy you love to hate. So I could see that. But, on the helmet thing, I don't think you're off at all. I mean, as far as the whole snowflake liberal issue, I think a lot of times my political views are right of you guys, and I don't see anything wrong at all with what you're saying. I think that, you don't hit a kid. I mean, you can remember years and years ago when Bobby Knight stomped on somebody's foot. I don't even remember who it was, but I remember, it flew through the news. And this was, two decades ago or something? I mean, it was a long time ago. I mean, you just don't hit kids. It just doesn't make sense under any circumstance to get physically violent. Now, hitting him out of, like you said, attaboy, you know, that kind of thing, that's completely acceptable in sports.
Yeah.
But anytime anger is involved and you strike out at a kid that you're supposed to be a role model for, I think that's a bad choice.
Appreciate the phone call, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
All right, thanks.
Troy, congratulations on winning my bracket pool also. I'll get you your money this week.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys later.
See you, Troy. Troy finished fifth in mine. I was trying to ask him, what the payouts were. Like, fifth don't get any money, Troy.
He won mine. I got to pay him out.
Mine was winner take all as well.
I got to get the money together, get a payout going.
It's just the idea of like a slippery slope, I guess. Like if we're okay with, a helmet tap? How hard does the tap have to be before it becomes a problem? Can you smack somebody on the helmet as hard as you want? Like, I'm serious. Like, at what point do we say, no, that's too far? And in these instances, I'm kind of just like, let's just keep our hands to ourselves. Especially in the college dynamic where coach makes a whole lot of money, player pretty much defenseless and powerless. What can the player do? Take it or get kicked off the team, lose a scholarship, hit him back, lose a scholarship, you know, get kicked out of school and ruin his future? The player just has to take it.
Yeah.
And again, like, where's the line? Because in mind, in Knoxville, like, we had a story like this, you know, a couple years ago with the alleged Butch Jones, Matt Crowder incident.
I say, you know, you either do it fully one way or fully the other. So either there's a everybody keep your hands to yourself policy, or the player is allowed to retaliate. If you want to come up and slap a player on the helmet, then you should wear a helmet too, because the player can slap you. Like, I think that's either one or the other.
Well, I'm glad you're not calling me soft out of it. DC Coltrane tweets out, you know, Lou Holtz would grab players by the face mask on TV to yell at them. That doesn't happen too much anymore. Like, Will Muschamp, psycho. Butch Jones on the sideline would be a psycho. Like, you do still have the players undress, you know, the coaches yelling and undressing them. But, like, every time Brian Kelly does it, I immediately think, this guy's a jerk. He looks unhinged. I would never want to play for him. I would never want to send my people to play for him. I just want to be consistent on it, because in basketball, when I see Sean Miller on the sideline screaming and cursing directly in front of a player's face, I'm just like, that's you should be able to relate to players and coach them up
without degrading them, without, you know, berating them
right.
And hitting them. You shouldn't have to use physical abuse to get your point across.
And if you get look, if you want to tell me that these football coaches get in their face and scream at them at practice like that, at practice, you know, not in front of TV cameras, not in front of a nation, I might even say, you know what, sometimes you need that, the whole militaristic thing, maybe. But I feel like if this practice, and I'm not even, you know, condemning Randy Sanders, because I don't know what happened. This isn't necessarily about Randy Sanders. To me, it's about the coaching and player relationship in sports, especially at the college level. Like, I feel like if he would have done this on TV at a game, this would have became a huge story, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a national headline anyway.
Well, I know, but I'm saying if we had the video of it, regardless of what it was, assuming it wasn't, like I said, an attaboy tap, if it was something where he's angered and screaming, it becomes a bigger deal if it's on TV. So, like, I don't feel like these coaches should be allowed to hide behind it at practice when it comes to physical stuff.
I need context here. That's what I need in this. Because to me, like, at first it didn't sound like that big of a deal, but I think you make a good point, too. I think it is antiquated, and, you know, to be a head coach at this level, I think you got to be a certain kind of maniac anyway. I mean, these guys are, a lot of them are nuts. Part of that maybe helps with their motivation. Players buy into that, I guess. I don't know the whole disciplinary aspect of it, but in this particular situation, to me, it doesn't sound like hitting a guy in the helmet is deserving of, you know, like if they were to fire him or something, or he's already placed on leave. I don't feel like it's deserving of that. But at the same time, I do lean with you and, like, isn't there probably a better approach? I'd like to know the context. I'd like to know if he went up and just and really hit him hard, or if it was like a, come on, let's go, you know.
Yeah.
Like I need
said,
to know that.
To me, it's just a, hey, let's just keep our hands to ourselves. I'm glad you didn't call me soft on it, because, like, I said, I'm a little self-conscious in saying, like, hey.
No, I think you're right. I think it's, I mean, it's kind of dumb to, you know, a coach is allowed to hit a player, albeit in the helmet.
I just think it should just be like, hey, keep your hands off of them, because, like I said, where's the line? Like, I don't feel like you should be having to think retroactively of whether or not something was okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how people felt in the moment, and you don't know, like, when it could escalate. And if he hit that player and the player turned around and shoved him down, that kid's, you know, going to be in trouble. He's going to be vilified.
I think if Randy Sanders went up to him and really hit him hard and the kid retaliated and pushed him down, I think that's totally fine. It's totally fair. Randy Sanders, he had it coming.
Let's catch a break. Come back on the other side. ESPN makes a big announcement yesterday. They kind of give an outline to what they are planning on with their over-the-top streaming service that you could pay for. You don't need cable. They're catering to the cord cutters. I'll tell you how much it's going to cost, when it launches, and what's going to be on it. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. ESPN set to launch its over-the-top cord-cutting option for consumers. Have you seen anything about this yet?
No. When did this come down?
Yesterday it was announced.
No, I missed it.
April 12th is when it's looking like it's going to launch. Have you seen the price on it?
No, I haven't seen anything about it.
How much would you pay for an over-the-top ESPN? I guess you don't know exactly what's on it, so you're not going to be able to answer
that. Tell me what I get, and then I'll tell you the price.
Okay. That's fair. Hundreds of MLB. Oh, we're off to a bad start.
Zero.
For you. NHL.
Zero.
MLS.
Zero.
Games. For baseball, it's one game per day, 7 days a week. More than 188 games that will include every MLB team. So every night you get a different game.
You don't get to choose the game?
You do not get to choose the game.
This is like a streaming service, right?
Right, but they'll have TV cameras and a crew and a broadcast at an MLB game every night offering you a game. Again, you don't get to pick the game, and they're going to try to rotate and air every team at one point. NHL, kind of the same thing, one game per day. MLS is a little bit more. They'll show over 250 games. Thousands of college sporting events. Nah, don't get too excited because none of the conferences are major conferences.
Oh.
And they are going to show football and basketball and all that, but none of the conferences are major conferences.
Okay, just no Power Five.
Yeah, no Power Five. I don't even know if it was the American Conference as well.
Okay.
You know, kind of the Power Six.
Mm-hmm. NFL, I assume, is not included at all in this.
NFL, not included for any sports. I think they might have some, like, shows, highlight shows, things of that, maybe.
Well, that's good.
Boxing.
Okay.
Golf, Grand Slam tennis, and what they consider, and quote, much more.
Oh, much more. Okay.
I don't know like what much more it's going to be.
All right. So this is what you get with ESPN. This is if you don't do the bundle. Right.
Right. And
you
this
can
is
buy this and, by and, itself.
And this is just the live sports option. Like they are going to have, like I said, highlight shows. TV everywhere, authenticated live streaming of ESPN's 8 U.S. networks, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3. But you're going to have cable subscription for that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, you're not just going to be able to pay $4.99 and have all of ESPN, but if you have cable as well, you'll be able to stream all of your ESPN stuff there as well as the additional stuff.
Well, okay. I think I've heard enough.
Original programming. I mean, nothing that they've really detailed or laid out.
I personally would pay $0 for this.
Okay.
I would either go bundle or I would cord cut and I would go with something like Sling or PlayStation View or something that at least gives me – or like Hulu Live TV, where I at least get the channels.
Yeah.
Like ESPN is not offering up its channels, correct?
Correct.
Like you can't just buy, say, $30 a month and you get ESPN, ESPN2, SEC Network.
Correct.
They're just going to throw you a bunch of – basically, they're just throwing you a bunch of games that suck that nobody's interested in.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of
I'm paying $0 for this.
They will give you an on-demand library from like past stuff. I don't know exactly what that'll be. Past games, ESPN Classic. I don't know.
I'm good. I want live that matter.
It says the ESPN Plus, although it's not supposed to be read as ESPN Plus, it's for sports fans, great value with four key pillars of content. The high-quality original shows and films. Like, if they bring back Playmakers, I'm in. Did you ever watch Playmakers when you were younger in school?
No.
The football series they did? Mm-mm. That was too accurate of what the NFL was actually like, that the NFL said, hey, stop doing this, or else we're going to pull our programming from your station. Because it was about, you know, players. You had one guy who was a tight end who was gay, and he was having to deal with how to come out, you know, in a football locker room. You had another guy, an aging running back who didn't want to be taken down by the young guys, so he's popping steroids and getting shots in the knees to stay healthy. You have mistresses, drug problems, pain pill addiction. Like, it was pretty accurate to what the actual NFL's probably like. And it didn't paint football in a bright, in a good light. This was back in like 2002, 2001, maybe 2003. I was in junior high. And the NFL was like, no, stop, stop.
We don't want this.
Like, if they brought back Playmakers, I'm in. Exclusive studio programs. I don't know what that's going to be. And like I said, an unmatched on-demand library. They are going to price this at $4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month?
$4.99 a month.
It's not worth that.
It doesn't seem like it's worth that.
If it had, like, all the 30 for 30s on demand, $5 might be worth it.
Aren't those all on Netflix?
No, not all of them. They took them off recently.
I would think that they took them off because they're putting them on here.
Yeah. So if they had, like, having 30 for 30s on there and, like, getting updates on the new ones would be kind of cool, but I don't know if it's worth $5 a month.
I don't think so. I mean, if you're like a sports junkie, I mean, somebody who's just a junkie that consumes anything sports, I guess it would be good.
I need someone to give me my options. Because like I said, I recently moved back up to Knoxville. I'm trying to, you know, get off of the farm life. Farm life didn't have the internet. Dish Network, Charlie Ergen, you know, my guy that I thought was bringing us an elite coach. I was all in.
He whipped you out a big bill, didn't he?
No, it was fine, but I moved. I'm like, I'm not getting dished where I'm going now. I'm not getting locked back into a contract. You know, ifso facto, blah, 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 I need the internet. So I was dealing with Comcast all yesterday, and then I tweeted I just wanted to chug a bunch of Everclear.
It was such
a hassle, and the price just kept going up and up and up with all these fees. Oh, and I'm just like, how the hell did we end up at the first bill he sent me was $190. I'm like, how the hell did we end up at $190?
Yeah. No, that's how it goes with Comcast.
And he's like, well, you got this and this, and it's not actually this. You'll get this discount. Well,
there's an HD technology fee. Don't forget that. And then you got the Any Room DVR.
And the first thing he sent me was like with a 2-year contract. He's like, bro, I'm not signing a 2-year contract with you. The whole point of Comcast is that it's supposed to not have a contract. He's like, oh, well, if you do this, it's going to be $10 extra more. I was like, fine, I'll pay the $10. I can tell you guys to go to hell whenever I want. Like, no, I'm not signing a 2-year contract. So the cable's not actually in my name, right? You know, credit reasons. So I'm setting it up, and he's like, yeah, you can go pick up the stuff at the store, knowing that it's not in my name. Knowing that it's not in my name. He's like, yeah, go by here. It's on Kingston Pike, the new store. They'll have your equipment ready.
I'm getting mad just hearing you talk about this.
I go in there. A guy recognized me. He's like, hey, what's up, John? Well, I was like, what's up, man? We have a good handshake. You know, I felt cool. I had a good handshake.
How you doing?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to take care of you. Go over here. Justin's got you. I get to Justin. Justin wasn't as warm. No handshake.
Hi, John. I'm a reptile. My name's Justin.
Ask him, like, hey, I'm here to pick up this box. He's like, oh, well, you can't pick it up since your name's not on it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm an authorized user. They told me I could come pick it up. No. No, you can do everything else. You just can't actually pick up the box. And I'm like, what? Nope, can't pick up the box. So I said, oh, okay.
So you went all the way over there for nothing.
And I'm just going to call and cancel it because I'm not dealing with it. I'm just going to try to get some internet from somebody. And I'm just going to stream. So, like, maybe this ESPN for $5 is going to pull me in. Maybe I'll just go out and buy a PlayStation and start streaming like everyone else does. This is the first time. Like, I never thought I would be a cord cutter.
I would highly suggest, don't deal with Comcast. It's the worst company I can think of.
I never, ever, ever thought I would be a cord cutter because I like my live sports too much. But I got people, my guy Jay Boogie, who listens to the show from New York, is like, hey, get YouTube TV. Other people, like you said, Hulu TV.
Yeah, Sling, it's all the YouTube. I've heard good things about YouTube.
I never thought I would be that person. But dealing with Comcast for 2 hours yesterday had me ready to never watch live TV again.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I dealt with them for years, and I've never dealt with a group of people that awful. Just as a whole, collectively. I mean, they just suck. Anybody who works for Comcast sucks. Your company sucks. They're just a bunch of slimy, greasy reptiles. That's what they are. Bunch of snakes.
Well, I felt bad because I don't want to be the guy who's mean to call center person.
Oh, you should if it's Comcast.
Well, I don't want to be mean to the call center person because it's not his fault. Like, oh, I usually don't...
No, they're totally in on it. They're totally in. It goes from the CEO down. It goes from the CEO down. Everybody's a jerk, and they buy into it. They willingly work there and buy into it. So feel free to be a jerk to the call center people.
Well, I'm sitting there, and he knows the deal, blah, blah, blah. And then when he sends me my first bill, and like I said, it went from where it was supposed to be $125 plus tax and to my first bill saying $195, like, bro, how the hell did we get here? And I just get mad, and I snap him. I'm like, you know what? Like, just cancel it. Forget I said it. And he stops. He's like, we're Googling. I'm like, well, I don't want to sign a two-year contract. I realized I was kind of boxed in because I wanted my live TV. And quite frankly, I wanted to pick it up on championship a little bit. So I was like, I'll put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cast to burn. And I felt bad being mean to him, but like you said, maybe he deserves it because A, he tricked me into it, B, he kept trying to raise the price, C, he made me drive on Kingston Pike at 4 o'clock during rush hour to get to the store where they weren't going to give me the box.
That's what they do, man. That's what they do. I promise you, I guarantee, I swear to you, if the CEO from Comcast was in this room right now, if he came in here, I'd punch him right in his face. I wouldn't ask a single question. I wouldn't say hello. I swear to you, I would jump right up and I'd punch him in his greasy, ugly face.
And then
I would gladly serve the time for the aggravated assault or whatever it was they were going to get me on. But I'd punch him right in his nose.
All you need to know about Comcast, if I could sum it down to one thing that you should know about Comcast. Cody's already made his case where he's going to punch the CEO in the face. All you need to know about Comcast is they give Jimmy Himes money to peddle their product for them.
When it came time... You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun. The loneliest one.
Let's go to the phone line, 865-546-8200. Let's grab Roberto. What up, Roberto?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. I know Cody's not talking during my phone call, but he and I have found common ground today. I've been really listening with intent to see if there's anything that Cody brings that I also value. And he said something earlier, and you kind of slid right past it, but he said Nashville is overrated. Guys, I think Nashville might just be the most overrated city in the United States of America right now. I would really like, I know Cody's not talking to me, so he can talk to you. I'd really like to know why Cody thinks it's overrated.
Cody, why do you think Nashville is overrated? This is me asking you, not Roberto.
Okay, John. I think that Nashville's overrated, mainly because of the just, I don't want to say hipster. I mean, I don't want to go against like a group mm-hmm. of people, but like the whole, you know, they got all their cute little stuff down in the gulch and all the idiots stand in line to stand in front of the butterfly wings, and they got all their little biscuit shops and their little donut shops and and everything costs $10. You know, you pay $10 for a cup of coffee. Like just the whole hipster, the whole idea of it. I don't like that part of it.
Yeah. Well, John, I heard what Cody said, and I have to say that I totally agree with Cody on these things.
Roberto agreed with you.
Say what?
I was letting Cody know that you agreed with him.
Tell Roberto that perhaps we could make up at some point, and maybe we could maybe everything could be okay.
Maybe we can all watch WrestleMania together.
Maybe so. Maybe on Sunday.
I will be there.
All right.
That's actually one of the reasons for my call. I'll buy Cody a $10 to $12 coffee in Nashville if he ever catches himself down there, and I am too as well, just to try to make it up to him because that's an expensive coffee. Or I could buy him three beers at Hops.
Not there.
They're sponsored your station, right?
Oh, okay.
I was just implying that they're a sponsor of your station.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love Hops and Hollers. Great sponsor of the station. Love Hops and Hollers.
Or Elkmont Exchange or any other sponsor of your station where there's beer.
Yeah, definitely not WrestleMania night. Just another night where you could buy Cody a beer. Gotcha. Just wanted to clear that up.
As far as last night, the national championship game, I thought it was pretty good. I think Villanova's clearly the best team in the country, and they are just special when it comes to shooting the three. I've never seen anything like that. Baseball has been awful thus far. It's been pretty much unwatchable. So moving on, I think the most important – I will say this. I think this is the best sports week of the year of any year we've ever. I don't think the national championship, the Masters – and WrestleMania have ever lined up on the same weekend, have they, to your recollection, John?
I don't know. I'd be surprised if they hadn't because they're all – I mean, WrestleMania is almost always the first Sunday in April as long as Easter's not there. So I'd say it's happened before.
So if you're kind of a yuppie like I am a little bit and you like kind of yuppie sports, the next month is just awesome. You got the Masters, and then you've got, Churchill Downs coming up too.
Kentucky Derby is always the first weekend in May. Like, and then usually, like I said yesterday, you have a big boxing match too on Cinco de Mayo usually. So the next month is about to really heat up if you start.
Cinco de Mayo happens to be May. That's my birthday as well, and that just happens to be on Saturday. So the Derby and a big boxing match and all those good things happen. And I just think this is a great time for sports, even though there's nothing really big happening. The big popular sports. So, as far as WrestleMania is concerned, are we going to get a Taker Cena match? Is Cena going to be sitting in the crowd, and Taker's going to come out and
that's what's going to happen,
him or something?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'd be shocked.
You think so too?
I'd be completely shocked, and I think it'll be cool. They'll have Cena sitting ringside, not thinking that he's sitting there in his gear, ready to go, and then the gongs will hear it, and Cena will jump in the ring. It's going to happen. I'm concerned. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Top to bottom, I think that IC match might be the best one.
Yeah, I hope to see you there Sunday, Roberto, at our undisclosed location.
Have a great day, guys. I hope Cody and I can break bread together one of these days.
What about that? You excited? Cena Undertaker, huh?
So I was reading up on it. Cena called him out, right? And Undertaker.
He's been calling him out for a month straight. They've been doing the same, yet to show up.
But you assume, so he's just going to show up at WrestleMania.
I mean, that's what I think. Tonight, except. They're in Atlanta. Atlanta usually gets a good event. Last night's Raw scared of going head-to-head with the NCAA championship, which is frustrating to me because if you don't really care about the national championship in basketball.
I was going to say, it seems like a different crowd to me.
Like, I get what they do, and they kind of know their place. They're like, if we're going to do something cool in this episode, we need to do it either before Monday Night Football kicks off or during halftime.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes, especially if the last 2 minutes of the first goes really slow, or if it goes really fast, like you could see that they're audible-ing and like extending a segment person out to do their promo or have their match during halftime when everybody flips over because they don't want to watch Chris Berman. So last night it was a little frustrating. It seemed like they kind of melded in because they were scared of the national championship.
You think that's the reason?
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Like I said, they'll usually cater around just regular NFL games. So like whenever a big sporting event goes up, they kind of know their place.
I get it with the NFL. I don't know. I guess for some reason I would think that the WrestleMania crowd and the college basketball crowd, there wouldn't be as much crossover as there would be with the NFL.
Well, WrestleMania is one of their big events, and they're trying to, get the casual fan to watch.
I was thinking about the best WrestleMania cards ever. Like, I don't know much about this year because I don't really watch it anymore. So I don't know how good this one is.
Once Daniel Bryan got added back to the card, and he's a you know, a fan favorite. He's been out the last 3 years with dealing with concussion issues, which is funny that the WWE takes concussion issues more seriously than the NFL. That'll never not be funny to me that they care more about the brains than the NFL. But he finally got cleared, so now he's back on the card. So now you have probably, you know, 5 of the 7, 8 best wrestlers in the world all on the card together. Like, it's a big deal. And when I say best wrestlers in the world, I don't just mean, like, the commercialized people. This is, like, the actual, like, hardcore fan favorites, favorite wrestlers. Guys who do really cool stuff in the ring. So that's Sunday. If Tiger's in contention on Sunday in the Masters, leading up to WrestleMania, we will have a great time at undisclosed location. You could DM me on Twitter if you'd like to know where we're going to be. Private party. But you can be invited if you listen to the show.
Is it okay if I go?
Yeah, you're invited.
Okay.
I'd like to see you there.
I'd kind of like to see WrestleMania again.
I'm excited for it. It's a good card.
It's been a long time.
And like I said, if the Masters can, you know, there'll be some drama because it's always going to be drama on who wins a historic golf tournament and gets a green jacket and all that stuff. Obviously, everyone acknowledges it'll go up to a huge, huge level if Tiger Woods is in contention.
Oh, if it's Tiger, it's going to be, yeah, that'll be insane.
I mean, just if he's anywhere near the conversation.
WrestleMania 19, Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho. You remember how good that match was?
That was a good feud leading up to it.
Hogan defeats Mr. McMahon. The Rock defeated Stone Cold again. I guess that was the third time at that point.
That was the first time The Rock beat Stone Cold at WrestleMania, though.
And then Lesnar, Kurt Angle. That was a pretty good card.
That's Stone Cold's retirement, right? That was the last match he fought, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I believe The Rock retired him.
You had Triple H, Booker T, and you had Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle. That was the Shooting Star Press.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that one as being a really good.
Where he almost broke his freaking neck.
Really good card at WrestleMania.
19 sounds solid. I might need to go back and watch that one on the network. I've been watching the old ones getting prepped for Sunday's WrestleMania. I need to throw 19 in. I believe I started at 22.
That was at Safeco Field in Seattle. I think I've got at Seattle. I think I have the DVD of it if you want to borrow it.
Okay.
If you still watch DVDs.
I don't need the DVD. I got the WWE Network.
Oh, okay. Well.
I pay $10 a month for the WWE Network.
Do you really?
For the pay-per-views, and so I can go back and watch the old ones.
What all do you get on that? You get all the everything?
You get everything. The old ones, all WCW, ECW.
Everything they've ever done?
Pretty
basically.
Much. Pretty much. All the old Raws and SmackDowns.
So you still got to pay. You don't get the pay-per-views, right?
No, you get the pay-per-views.
Oh, you through the.
Yeah.
If you pay the monthly fee?
Yeah, if you pay $9.99 a month, you get all of it.
Does that include WrestleMania?
It does, and you can get it free if you sign up this month. If you get a free trial if you want it.
So you watch all that on
the
WWE Network.
Yeah. Smart TV just fired up on the TV. It makes the cable subscribers mad. It makes like the cable networks mad because people don't pay $60 for the pay-per-view anymore. WWE basically looked and said, hey, no, we're cutting you out because you take half of our money and you're jerks. Like, we'll just do all this ourselves. Which is why maybe ESPN can't offer like their whole thing. $20 a month. If I could just have all of ESPN, and then you throw in some of this new cool stuff, I'd pay $20 a month for that. But I don't think ESPN can do it because they will make the other cable providers mad who will no longer give them $7 per subscription. So even the non-sports fans who just have TV who are paying them $7, the cable subscribers are probably saying, no, we're no longer going to carry ESPN if you're going to do that. We're no longer giving you this $7 a month if you're going to undercut us like this and reward the cord cutters who only want sports. The WWE Network did that. And now, like, DirecTV and Dish and Comcast don't really sell the other pay-per-views they have year-round. They'll still sell the big ones like WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble, but for the most part, you can't find their pay-per-views anywhere else other than the network, the big ones. So, like, I wonder if the cable companies would tell ESPN to take a hike if they did try to offer everything on one platform for, say, $15 or $20. Because you'd think, like, they get $7 per the cable companies. You'd think they could charge $15 or $20 a month and get a lot of people to sign up for their live sports. and then offer the other cool stuff, I'd do it. And then I wouldn't feel as bad about cutting cords. I could get by with ESPN. I like my TNT because I like the NBA playoffs. See, I'd have to throw that in there too. Damn it. I was going to say HBO. I'd rather pay like $60 a month. I don't need CNN. I could live without CNN. I need my TNT. I like the USA Network. And then I could just do my live sports.
All I really care about is live sports and live news. I like watching the local news.
Yeah. Local news is free.
Yeah. Yeah,
get
with
you,
the bunny ears.
Get you some bunny ears. Yeah. Get you some bunny ears. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. We'll kick it off with some headlines. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's time you changed your perception of Gold's Gym. We've spent over 50 years defining